AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama and other world leaders are to meet tomorrow and Tuesday at the opening of a global climate conference in Paris.
In Paris, our hope is to get all the countries to agree that they will set targets for reducing carbon emissions.
Security is extremely tight ahead of those meetings. But that hasn't stopped thousands of protesters from clashing with police in the streets of the French capital. Demonstrators formed a human chain along the route of a long-planned protest march that was banned by the French government in a security crackdown following the attacks by Islamic extremists earlier this month. Hundreds of people attend a candlelight vigil for University of Colorado, Colorado Springs police officer Garrett Swayze. Swayze was one of three people killed in Friday's attack on the Planned Parenthood clinic. University Health Services Director Stephanie Hannenberg says he was an inspiration.
He's just a great man that was one of the leaders in his department and on this campus. And the students adored him because of his kind nature. They could really relate to him.
One law enforcement official says the shooting suspect, Robert Louis Deere, said no more baby parts after he was taken into custody. Planned Parenthood says witnesses have said the gunman was motivated by his opposition to abortion. Deere is expected to make his first court appearance tomorrow. Three people are dead. More than a dozen others have been hurt in a crash last night involving a car, a multi-passenger van, and a pickup truck that was pulling a trailer loaded with cows down an interstate in New Jersey. State police say two of the 16 people who were transported to local hospitals are in serious condition. The cause of the crash remains under investigation by the state police. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson tells ABC's This Week that the political atmosphere in this country is becoming far too strident.
We get into our separate corners and we hate each other. We want to destroy those with whom we disagree. It comes from both sides.
Carson is in Amman, Jordan, after touring refugee camps housing Syrian refugees. Following the tours, he told the AP that he didn't see any great desire among the refugees to travel to the U.S. Fellow GOP candidate Donald Trump on NBC's Meet the Press this morning stands by his claim that he saw a video showing people celebrating in New Jersey after the September 11th attacks.
I saw it on television. I saw clips. And so did many other people. And many people saw it in person. I've had hundreds of phone calls to the Trump Organization saying we saw it.
Despite state and local officials in New Jersey saying that such celebrations never took place, Trump continues to make the allegation. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.